There was a time, not very long ago, in the desperately poor New York City neighborhoods of Brownsville and East New York, when the streets would turn into ghost towns at dusk. Ordinary working people wouldn't walk on the sidewalks. Children wouldn't ride their bicycles on the streets. The drug trade ran so rampant, and gang warfare was so ubiquitous in that part of Brooklyn, that most people would take to the safety of their apartments. In 1992, there were 2,154 murders in New York City, and 626,182 serious crimes, with the weight of those crimes falling hardest in places like Brownsville and East New York. But then something strange happened. At some mysterious and critical point, the crime rate began to turn. It tipped. Within 5 years, murders had dropped 64.3% to 770, and total crimes had fallen by almost a half to 355,000. In Brownsville and East New York, the sidewalks filled up again, and the bicycles came back. The New York City police will tell you that what happened in New York was that the city's policing strategies dramatically improved. Criminologists point to the decline of the crack trade and the aging of the population. Economists, meanwhile, say that the gradual improvement in the city's economy over the course of the 1990s had the effect of employing those who might otherwise have become criminals. But the demographic changes are all long-term trends, happening all over the country. They don't explain why crime plunged in New York City so much more than in other cities around the country, and they don't explain why it all happened in such an extraordinarily short time. How can a change in a handful of economic and social indices cause murder rates to fall by two-thirds in 5 years?